Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Turn to someone and tell them, praise the Lord, and mean it not as a greeting, but because God deserves to be praised. But for singing, the ones who are quiet, force them. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen and amen. You know, many times we say that as a greeting. I realize that, and we don't even mean it. Praise the Lord, yeah? But actually, God deserves to be praised. Hallelujah. Once again, let us appreciate our worship team for everything they do to make sure that our Sundays are delightful, not just to ourselves, but also to God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to begin with what we used to display up here. So I'm going to talk about the presence of God. You know that God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. Yeah? God is everywhere. God is here. The Bible says, if I make my bed in hell, he is there. If I make my bed wherever he is in Cuba, he is in Uganda, he is omnipresent. Hallelujah. So God's presence is everywhere. Before the creation of the world, we see that there was a presence of God. God was literally everywhere, all right? And this made me think about so many things. But before I continue, I want us to go back to this. This, for people who have just joined us, we used to display it quite a bit, and yeah, quite a lot, before, as we start our Sunday meetings. And so this is what we'll display, and then the person would come, someone, the service leader, would come here and start praying. And I'm going to ask us to read it together, yeah? Starting from the title, but we don't put the prayer time, Pastor Moses, all right? So we are going to end on himself, okay? All right, so manifesting his preeminence. May Jesus, our head, do all he wants to do in us, and may he fully manifest himself in our midst as the preeminent one. Please pray earnestly for this. The amount we desire of him is the amount he reveals of himself. So we know that, like I was saying, God is everywhere. Psalm 139, 7 to 12. It says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light around about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, But the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Yeah, so we can see from this verse that God is really everywhere. We have biblical what? So if you have friends who are saying, wanamukama tali wo, in a sense, even in the nightclubs, yeah, even in those places, the presence of God is there, but not to do the things that you think, you know. But the presence of God is there. God is literally everywhere. You can't say that he is only on the road or he's everywhere in the sense of presence, yeah? But also, we know that God dwells in us by his Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. I'm interested in that part of, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. So we all know that when we get born again, we receive the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So even that friend of mine or your friend who is not doing what they are supposed to do, but they said they are born again, actually the Spirit of God is on the inside of them. Even if inactive, they're not giving the Spirit of God expression. Okay? But you see, for us men, we are not like God. We are not everywhere. We are limited. Yeah? But as I was doing my reading on this, I actually remember the time when Elijah told Gehazi, "Didn't my spirit go with you?" Mm-hmm. When Gehazi had followed that guy to ask him for. So Elijah was like, "But didn't my spirit what? Go with you." But it doesn't mean that Elijah was everywhere. At that time, his spirit just went with him. But it doesn't mean that Gehazi wasn't everywhere. You understand? Everywhere is different from Gehazi. So, in a sense, these are reserves of God. He's everywhere. You cannot be everywhere. Yeah? He dwells within us. You cannot have your spirit dwell within another person. It's only the Holy Spirit. And then the presence of God is in our midst. I'm just talking about the expressions of the presence of God, yeah? Emmanuel, yeah? God with us. Matthew 18, 20. God is in us. For where two or more, God is in our midst. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So I'm trying to show us the different presences, if I can call it that, of God. That he can be in a place, he is everywhere, he can be in a place, and he is within you, okay? And he can be in the midst of people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we understand, and the old people know these things. Yeah, the old people know these things. So we understand that God is everywhere, yeah? And his presence is in us, and in our midst, Emmanuel, God with us, yeah? And then there is what they call the manifest presence of God, which is what I would really want to talk about, but I'll see about that. The manifest presence of God, which is the Shekinah glory. At campus, if you wanted to look, to sound deep, you had to say words like Shekinah glory, the glory of the latter house shall be better, you know? You would have to say some of those things. The manifest presence of God. That God can be in a place, like right now, God is in our midst. God is in us. For the first, all these things, God is everywhere. I'm ticking the box. God is everywhere. He's right here. He's there in the corner. He's everywhere in this building. God is on the inside of each one of us by the Holy Ghost, all right? But then also at the same time, that God's Spirit is in our midst, all right? And then God's Spirit is the presence of, when I say the presence of God is here, that's the Shekinah glory, can we now say that we have seen the glory of God? Like the Shekinah glory is really the manifest presence of God. Now when he comes and he makes his presence manifest, he is here, but there are times or opportunities that God takes and he makes that presence manifest. He makes it felt. Yeah, he makes it felt by expression. He makes it felt. You remember people shouting like in healing conferences, then you hear a shriek from behind there. You know, yeah, there is that the Spirit of God has touched people and there is an outward expression of what has gone on the inside. But also, I don't know if we have been in places where you enter that place and you just feel a tangible presence of God. I don't know if some of us have experienced that. Maybe our children not, but it takes many other things that I don't want to go into. But I remember one of the places for me was when I had just discovered VCC, that prayer house. I would go there and actually feel the tangible presence of God in that place. Then another place I remember was Prayer Mountain. Where I would go, Prayer Mountain on Seguku, where I would go and actually feel like there's just something, like you have entered a cloud, you have entered something totally different. I would sense that. Then another place that I would experience that, the manifest presence of God or the tangible presence of God, was in LAT, glory to God. You didn't think it was coming, right? In LAT, I remember in those days, when we'd have our prayer meetings. The very first time, what pulled me to this place, by the way, was what I felt when I came here the very first time. I knew like two people, and when I entered church, we were in that smaller room. People were praying in tongues, and I was like, "What?" Like it just felt totally different. Guys, someone is playing on the keyboard. People are pacing around, praying in tongues. I just felt like this place is different. Yeah. Another place I felt the presence of God was those days in Zoe. I don't know about now, yeah? But along the way, something changed. But if we can be honest and give credit where it's due, at the beginning of Zoe, or those days, yeah, before things went south, there was just something with those grounds. There was, you'd step there and you feel a difference. You feel something has changed. And it's possible for you to be in a place and you feel different expressions of the presence of God. You feel you're going deeper, or muvudeyo, like sort of like when we are worshiping God and you feel you have gone deeper in worship. Anyone knows that expression? The children? Yes. Like you feel now you have left the outer courts and you have entered the inner courts. Just give me a minute, I'll give you the scripture references for all the things I'm saying. Yeah. So it's possible for you to go deeper and deeper and deeper with God. Let me give another example, just using human beings. There are times when you are talking to someone and the person, you've just met this person and their relationship with you is purely on that level, yeah? It's just face-to-face. I don't know what it's called, about platonic, whatever. But as you go and you get to know this person, you feel like, Kati, now I'm no longer in the outer courts of this person. Now I am going deeper and deeper in their my relationship with this person. Yeah? And this means that the relationship is growing. The relationship is deepening. The way you knew me when you had just entered LAT is not the way you know me now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just a principle in relationships that the relationships grow, they become more intimate, and then you can even tell how what someone is. Some people can tell that Joan has passed here today. I say, oh, I know. Or so-and-so speaks like Joan, you know. Or I went somewhere and I found someone who speaks like Joan. That's a consciousness or an awareness of Joan's presence and character. Glory to God. It is the same thing with God. When we are relating with him, God is relational. All these things that I'm talking about, the presence of God in our midst, in what? All these things, you want to feel God like that. You want to feel God like that. You want to know what he says. You want to say, but I think this sounds like the voice of God. It takes you actually being intentional and relational with God. Hallelujah. That even when you're in a place, you can go to a place, a church, and you feel that was a dry service. Yet they did everything right. They were praising right. They were praying right. The preacher preached everything biblical. But there's just something that can be amiss. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that takes growing in our relationship with God. The manifest presence of God, which is the last thing I've talked about. When you want to see the glory of God, it calls for depth. Hallelujah. It calls for depth. This is one of, I think, the most boring sermons I'll ever. But please stay with me. Don't sleep, yeah? It takes you growing deeper and deeper in your relationship with God so that you're able to discern or to tell. I can assure you that most of the people right now who are married, you know what your spouse, I was going to say person, but I remembered, no. You know what your spouse is going to say before they even say it. Then the fight start. But how do you know I was going to say it? Why are you taking me for granted? Because someone, you live long enough or related long enough with someone that you can discern that this is how so-and-so is going to act. This is how my partner is going to act given this situation. Yeah? That means that you know them, you are that intimate with them. There are some things, that if they came and told me about some, yeah, let me give an example. Busam has stolen money. That one, I'll put my hand. I'll say, take from the socket here. Pull it out. Don't even cut. From the socket, take. My husband does not do shady things. Hallelujah. And men here, they are saying, yeah. Yes. Say, you don't know, yeah? Those mm-hmms are yours. The man I know will not be caught on any day. You know, Sam is... Sam doesn't joke, my friend. He will not, like, those things of tithing, please, you have to tithe. I think it's even, like he won't even use the tithe to buy anything but to replace, yeah? Even when he does it, like he has the tithe in his wallet, then he uses it. You can see that he is really struggling. He's almost about to tell you that he doesn't have what? Money. But me, Joanne, I'm like, but you have the money, we can replace it. Yeah? But for him, you can see. Mm-mm. So there are things, if you have related long enough with God, yeah, you should be able to discern and tell His character and His presence. When you go somewhere, when you listen to something, it may sound scriptural or biblical, but when the Spirit of God, when His presence is not on it, you're like, no, this thing is sounding okay, but there's just something wrong. Now, for us who are born again, we have, because the Spirit of God dwells in us, this is one of the ways you can tell whether someone is actually authentic. A man of God, woman of God, is an authentic minister. You just listen to them. They could say everything scripture, but sometimes your spirit just doesn't connect with that. And it's not for lack of revelation, but the spirit in this person is different from the one in yours. Glory to God. And I would like to encourage you. Grace, you came here and gave a testimony that God told you, heard God, hearing God in our inner witness. Train yourself to discern such times, such things. Say, no, but why is it not working? Yeah? So anyway, going back to the manifest presence of God. So in LAT, one of the things that we desire, has always been our desire, is that when we sing, when we pray, when we come to meet, is that God will not just be in our midst, but He will make Himself manifest. Hallelujah. That is the desire. All these things that we do, yeah? All this singing for 1 hour, yeah? All this praying in tongues on Thursday, all the things that we do, the 10 minutes we take before we start to have our Sunday meeting like today. All that comes from the desire of the presence of God to be made manifest in our midst. Glory to God. And when I just think about this, it has taken me quite a while. But I'm not the same way I came today. Yeah? Like I'm not the same way I started out in LAT. Because I've never quite been in a place, yet I'd been born again for a long time in Full Gospel Church. That was my church. But the consciousness, like there wasn't an overemphasis on the presence of God. Yet in a sense, I felt like when you go to the Catholic Church, yeah, there's just a way in which either it is a counterfeit presence. Okay, it's a counterfeit presence, but you see, there's just an awareness when people enter those shrines. I started from Namugongo, so I did 4 years in that basilica, yeah? And man, you just enter that place, yeah? And you just feel like this is holy ground, yeah? You would enter that place and you feel like this is what? Holy ground. Everyone, people are quiet. Yeah, the time for the Eucharist. No talking. People will just be walking like this. You go, what, the Eucharist? Then the guy comes, does the incense burning, sweet, sweet, sweet. Then the kawota, swa, 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 splash on you. Man, I'll just be in awe, yeah? Or have you also, people, I don't know, okay, no one here has visited a shrine. But if you have been, but people will tell you when they enter shrines, okay, you've had people who have people who have visited shrines and they come back and they share their experience. Man, there is just something that they tell you that changes. Oyingira musabo like so. Ha! And you just feel the presence of the God. The balubale in the what? In the shrine. You people, I would like to let you know that spirit beings have expressions amongst us. Yeah? And you can actually feel them. And God is spirit. But they want to remain up there in heaven. It pleases God to be made manifest. It pleases him when he manifests himself to his people. He has never really meant to be there in heaven and he's just standing and looking. LIT is worshiping, okay. Like, no, that is really not God's what? That is not God's desire. God wants to relate with us. And in as much as possible, like we said, to the degree we desire him, he will actually come down. When you see in the Bible, when he created Adam and Eve, the Bible clearly says that he used to come down for fellowship with them, to talk to them. That is what we were made for, that presence, that relationship. Yeah? That he comes down and he actually talks to you. And now, remember, Adam and Eve never even had instruments. It was the guys just walking, doing his things. What the lady, besides the serpent time, before that time reached, she's just there doing her things. And God is looking for his people. Adam, where are you? As in, God is a relational God. And for us to relate to him and see his manifest presence, his presence being manifest, that is with outward expression, not shrieks, with outward expression in our midst. We shall talk about that. It's because he really, really desires this. I had us read this at the beginning because it says the degree to which we desire him. But I'd like to let you know that God also desires it. Glory to God. He desires to be made manifest to you in your prayer time, to you. He desires it. So when we come together in LAT to meet Thursday, Sunday, wherever, no, come here with the knowledge that I'm not coming to desire only me. It's one-sided. God is not narcissistic. He's not a human being that everything for you is one-sided. He will not do anything. Or you know, mukowola, cut yourself until he sees you bleeding. Then he will come and say, Grace J, what were you saying? No, God is not like that. God made you for relationship. God wants to manifest himself to you. But there is a condition. That the desire is mutual. That's the only thing, by the way. And that is as deep as this sermon will go. That the desire for God, the way he desires you is the way you desire him. Hallelujah. That is why when we come here and we sing and we worship and there is no desire, there is no passion in what we are doing, God will say, you're not going to lie to me. And coming. Stay with the presence within you by the Holy Spirit. I am everywhere. I will meet you, but you will miss something. You will miss something. They will tell you something about revivals that have happened in the past. There was always a manifest presence of God. Let me tell you, the manifest presence of God is so. Yeah, but let me just even go on and I tell you why we need it anyway. The manifest presence of God is so important to us. And I'm going to just make a case with three things. I wrote them here. And I hope that when we leave this place, we shall say, God, I want that for me. I want that for myself. Okay? When God is made manifest in our midst, there are blessings. When you see him, there are blessings. God is not a telenova, like you're going to see all, like it's not like like something you watch from a distance and it does not impact you. You know? God, when you see him, when he makes himself manifest, there must be something he is doing. Hallelujah. There is something he's doing. LAT 2025, I do not know where we shall be, but we really need the manifest presence of God in our midst. We need it as much as, we need it even more now. I realize that there are not many places right now in Kampala, places that call themselves churches, where there is a presence of God. Maybe, could it also be that maybe the presence of God is not really serious in individuals? Like people are not, haven't taken it seriously? There are very few places, honestly, where you go and you feel like, actually, I have come. and the presence of God is here. I have felt the manifest presence of God in the most weird times, even at burials. Can you imagine? People are mourning, but you're like, but there is something here. There is something different. Someone stands up to make a speech, and by the time they leave, you're like, yeah, there's just something about this person. There is a presence, or what other people call an aura, that this person carries. Have you met people who have a bad aura? No, Why is it very easy for people to say, yeah, when it comes to bad aura, and you cannot discern good aura? Yeah? You meet someone, and you're just like, you even fear to tell another person. You're like, but this person, there's just something not okay with them. I really cannot explain it, Mbutufu, but really, there is, yeah. So anyway, why do we need the presence of God, the manifest presence of God in our lives, in our midst, when we meet together? What is going to make a difference when you come here on Sunday? Bino bienjogerako, that is what we read together. When we come together, when we experience the presence of God, there is favor upon you. You want favor? Don't just pray for favor. Pray for the presence of God. Just pray. Say, God, in everything I do, let your presence be with me. And let me tell you, you will experience favor like no any other. Now, the manifestation of the presence of God in your life, the outward manifestation, will be favor upon you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Genesis 39, 1 and 2, then we shall go to verse 21 and 23. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. You people, verse 2. When I read this, I was like, first of all, the master must have had many servants. But why single out Joseph? This Joseph guy was not the first servant to be bought from the Ishmaelites. It was a trade like butter trade, yeah? Slave trade, actually, yeah? So I'm like, but what was it about Joseph? The Bible is clear here. Joseph, the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a successful man, a slave being referred to as a successful man. That is something different. Hallelujah. And he was in the house of his, the Bible is quick to tell us that even if he was successful, he had a what? A master. You go to work, you wake up in the morning, go to work every day. But you can be called a successful man. You can change your narrative to being called a successful man, even if you have a master over you. Pray for the presence of God. This was really the presence of God. The Lord was with him. And the outward manifestation of the Lord's presence in Joseph's life was success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 21-23. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Glory to God. When the presence of God is with us, it transcends stature in society. Hallelujah. I have met people who I feel have so much favor in the market. A lady seated there at her stall calling, "Banange, come and buy things from me." And you just see that, like for some reason, everyone keeps going there. So, okay, you pray that it's not supernatural stuff, like the negative supernatural, but you understand what I'm trying to say? So the presence of God will transcend who you are in this place. You were a child. Joseph was young when he was sold into prison children. Joseph was young, actually. Don't think that Joseph was old like me. Don't think that Joseph was old like Dr. Dennis. No. Yeah? Joseph was a young boy when he was sold into slavery. You read your Bibles. But the Lord, Sam is young. But the Lord was with what? The Lord was with who? With Joseph. So it's possible for you, yeah, children, you who are growing. I'm telling you something that we adults crave for. But if you know and if you acknowledge that actually the presence of God can be upon you, Nehemiah, and you, it can distinguish you. This was the prison. You guys, you know how prison is. Chill our prisons nowadays. Those days things were hard, yeah. And this prison keeper had seen so many prisoners come and what? Go. And now to make matters worse, this was in Egypt, a place that did not know the God of Israel. It was in a heathen nation. But you know what? The God of Israel was upon a certain young man called Joseph, and he was distinguished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Carl, you're going to school. You're going to join secondary school. Maybe it's a boarding school. Maybe it's a day school. I do not know. But the presence of God can be with you and distinguish you and make you successful. Hallelujah. There were people who were studying with that actually had this upon them. I don't know if you guys... Anyway, I don't think Pastor knows this because Pastor says he got born again when late... But for us who got born again early, there are those who young people, who teenagers like you, who you just, but this chick or this guy, there's just something unique about this person, and you can't quite tell what it is. But in a sense, like, you want to be their friend. And also, they repulse bad people, you know? I pray for this for my children, by the way. When I'm pacing up and down, parents, we pray for our children that the presence in God upon them will repulse bad people and they'll be favorable before other people. Glory to God, whether they are heathen or not. So Joseph wasn't the first prisoner, but you see what the presence of God did for him. So instead of coming and praying, God, give me success, I'm giving you a card. Pray for the presence of God. You will have answered a very big question. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the second thing is, when we have the presence of God manifest in our lives, we experience the rest of God. We experience rest. We experience peace. That is one of the ways the manifest presence of God, the manifest presence of God. That is one of the ways in which the presence of God manifests itself. There is a time, and I've heard this many times for testifying, I came, I was troubled, but the moment I entered the presence of God, or the moment, now this is for us who are ministers, the moment they sang this song, I just felt a peace and calm come over me, and I cannot explain it. I've been in meetings where, when the presence of God is manifest, people break out laughing. There is joy. There is rest. Yeah? People who came there at gunpoint, now there, God has just sorted everything. Praise the Lord, women. Yeah? So if you want peace in your home, let me tell you, pray. If you want rest in your home, if you want to experience, pray for the presence of God. Hallelujah. Pray that it will be made manifest. Exodus 33, 13 to 14. This is Moses and God. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. And this was God's response. And he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Yeah? These guys had been fighting. They didn't, things had been bad. But God says that with my presence, it will come rest from all your enemies. So you have something that is bugging you, you have an issue, and you just want to rest. Pray for the presence of God to deal with those things. You pray for the presence of God. Sometimes, by the way, it's not wisdom on how you're going to handle something. Mm-mm. Sometimes you just need rest, even when the storm is raging. Just say, Mukama, I need okubera woko, your presence to take me through. Yeah. But also you can actually have rest that the presence of God silences all your enemies around you. Hallelujah. I had an opportunity last week, 2 weeks ago, someone shared with me a dream that they had when they were under attack. And this person was with my children. But this person said that while I was with your children, I could see that a missile was headed our way. And I knew that the missile was actually coming to finish us. So I told the children to get into the house. And when the missile came, he did something that the missile just came straight and actually dropped. You know, like how someone throws those paper planes that we used to do, and it reaches a certain point and it can't go anymore, and zwee, it falls. And the first thing I said to this person was, you know, you're the person of interest and not my children, so you have nothing to do with my children. Please keep your things to yourself. But the point was, the presence of God can deal with your enemies like paper planes. They come at you, but they all what? Fall. You know Psalm 91? Yes, 10,000 at, and, but you will see none of them. None of, you will be kept. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 15:12-15. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart. This is so beautiful. With all their heart, with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was put to death, whether small or great, whether woman or man. Yeah. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. One of the things that will, one of the ways to know if God is with you, you will have rest. You will have rest from what? Your enemies. But like I said, the things of the presence of God, they are not one way. He wants to give you rest, but you need to desire him to be the one to give you the rest. Glory to God. So you have to desire him. These guys sought the Lord with all their what? Their hearts, with all their soul. There was passion in them seeking God. And they even made a covenant with him. And guess what? He gave them rest by his presence. Hallelujah. He wasn't fighting battles for them in the reign of King Asa, because this happened under King Asa. He wasn't fighting battles at sulfur, brimstone from heaven. No, 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 no. There was rest. The enemies were silenced. So you want to silence your enemies, please pray for the presence of God. Pray for the presence of God. When we come together, you know, first of all, you being born again, you have enemies, whether you want it or not. Mwine, you have enemies. You're there, but they are there. Yeah? Yes, they are there, and they have put a target on your back. They are just waiting for you like this, or maybe they keep shooting. But what is going to help you? The presence of God. The presence of God will silence them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to say that during this time, you may think that these kings were old people. They were actually, King Asa was a young man. Remember, the thrones were inherited. So they'll get a young man like Mwine and put him on a throne. A young man like Nehemiah put him on the throne. Now you become the king. What are you going to do? How are you going to lead that great people? King Asa was a young man, but he said, you know, in my reign, you guys, we are going to seek God. We are going to go back to the God of Israel. And the moment he did that, he didn't need to fight another war. Glory to God. So are there wars that you don't want to fight? Pray for the presence of God to engulf you, and you'll have rest. So something that is related to that is supernatural protection and preservation. Glory to God. When we have the presence of God manifest, we shall see it in his protection, in his preservation. We all know Psalm 91, but let us go to Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. For you are what? With me. In the midst of trouble, I will not fear. You are with me. You will preserve me. You will preserve me in the day of trouble. The Lord preserves you. So the Lord will make himself manifest to you through preserving you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These things of walking on the street, like I said, when they snatch your bag and you run after them, or you're getting out of the taxi and your dress gets caught in the door and then it is torn. No, 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 no. You people, when the presence of God is with you, there are some things that you'll be exempt from. How do they steal your bag on the street and you run after the thief? When the presence of God is with you, when you have learned to host the presence of God, the truth is that the things that you hear the men of God saying, for me, this can't happen to me. This can't happen to me. Do you know that they have worked so hard in the background that they host the presence of God that actually, when they go somewhere, things don't just happen to them? Yeah? There are men of God and women of God who do those things, or who have experienced the manifest presence of God like that. They sense it for me. I think, I don't know if there is any person that I had say over and over such things. It was Elvis. That for me, this cannot happen to me. Because maybe at that time before, of course, like before he went south, he was practicing some of these principles about the presence of God. Yeah? And then you see this, okay, I was going to say food. But okay, you see this child of God, well-meaning, has spent the whole day in Kano things, then they are there saying, in Zetebans, my friend, they will take your bag. Eh? They will take everything. They'll even take the shoe on your foot. Eh? You also saying, hey, like Pastor Moses, in the Sib Bibwa, please, they will steal all your things and leave you dry. Because you do not know what Pastor Moses is doing. Yeah, to host the presence of God. Hallelujah. Now, it's possible, all of us, of course, by the time we are all here, we say that the presence of God is everywhere. And right now, he's in our midst. But did you know, if that presence of God lifted off of your life, you would get the diseases you would get. There are times when you could have actually fallen sick. And because of the presence of God on you, he's like, you're not going to fall sick. Let me exempt you. Key point, COVID. I don't know. I'm not saying that the people who got COVID were not in the presence of God. But I saw supernatural protection upon some first-line workers. Eh? You know how things were in Uganda. You literally have nothing but people like health workers are forced to go into hospital to in a ward full of people that have COVID, where even the hazmat suit doesn't help. But there are others that said, you know what? I'm going to pray for the presence of God to just cover me and preserve me. And that is their testimony to date, that the presence of God preserved me. So it's possible for you actually to experience this, that though you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil because the Lord is with you. So you are assured of supernatural protection and preservation. Okay? Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 3, Sam shared this at the beginning. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. This is what Sam shared today. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Nor the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Okay? So the Lord is saying that when we go through the waters, like Sam said, we shall not drown. Yeah? When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you, whatever you go through. And the only distinguishing factor here is the presence of God. You know the young men who are thrown in the furnace of fire, children? Okay, not children. I don't know what to call you. What are you? You were former children. I one time saw a meme where they asked the guy for his experience and he said, former child. So anyway, yeah, so these young boys, the distinguishing factor in that furnace was the presence of God. Because I think it was King Nebuchadnezzar who said, but there appeared a man in form of, there appeared someone in form of a man, a son of man. Yeah? The fourth, he put in three, but he actually saw God manifested himself in that furnace. And these guys were not touched. Glory to God. Daniel, in the lion's den, you know the story. The distinguishing factor was the presence of God upon Daniel. When they threw in his naysayers, the Bible says that the lions did what? They got them midway before the guys landed. The lions got them midway and finished them off. The distinguishing factor in my life, in your life, if Daniel needed it, if those boys, the three boys needed it, you're going to need it more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, so, Psalm 91, I'm not going to display it, but we all know the Bible says that fiery darts that fly over us by day. You know, let me tell you that you cannot always address everything in prayer. I hope we all know that with your lips, okay? There are things that you cannot address in prayer, even if you're speaking in tongues. And this is why it's important for corporate gatherings like this, that when you come, there are fiery darts flying over. You don't even know that they're there, they exist. The enemy wants to mess you up. Let me tell you, you cannot know that a dart is coming. You don't even know where it has come from. You've seen people throwing those arrows. By the time it comes, sometimes you don't know where it has come from. It just gets you off guard. Okay? So those fiery darts that fly by day, the presence of God just distinct, like it just deals with them. So this is why it's important, like when we come together in LHC for our prayer meetings and what, I know very well that even if I spend 4 hours praying in tongues, I will not address everything. There are things that the presence of God will help me achieve that I could never even do. Hallelujah. The presence of God will minister to you something that I cannot minister to. I am man, I am limited. All right? But when you have the presence of God, that is why when we are sharing the word of God here, or when we are praying or praising and worshiping, the Lord will speak to people different things. People will feel, there will be different expressions of the presence of God. I may be talking about the presence of God, and God sorts your money issue out. And you're done. I could be talking about the presence of God and you have a habit, a sin that you have struggled with, and the presence of God just, you know, I hope you know that God is a consuming fire. And one of the things that God consumes is sin in our midst. So they are struggling with sin. You have gone, they have laid hands on you, prophet, let me tell you, if you host the presence of God, that sin can be broken just in a session. Hallelujah. If you're struggling with anything that is displeasing to God, by the way, things like even laziness, they are very annoying to God. Lazy people, you wake up, you and the Bible says you're lazy, poverty will come. Those things annoy God. He gave you work to do. Yeah? Those things annoy God. If you're there, you're struggling with laziness. I don't know why. Okay, let me face this side. When you're there and you're struggling with laziness, God is not happy with you. You pray for the presence of God to help you before your mom or your dad calls you out and assures you. But you're lazy, you sleep every day. Please, yeah, pray for the presence of God in your life. Glory to God. You're there, you're a non-performer at work, always being on performance improvement plan. Adults, biba, why know these things in our workplaces? You're there laughing. But I know people have gone on PIPs, sometimes undeservedly, but other times when they deserve to be on a performance improvement plan. But you know what? If you host the presence of God long enough, Balange, your story can change. Glory to God. In one day like this, HHO, or that spirit, or that thing that causes you to be, you know, for your work not to be the best, it is dealt with. Glory to God. So please, let us love the presence of God for all these blessings I'm talking about. Yeah? Anyway, so we know that there are arrows that fly by the day. Sometimes, have you ever gotten an attack and you're like, really? This one? Really? Like the devil, like Pastor says, are really busy. The devil can come for you at an angle. Now for us who are preachers, yeah? And this is why I think increasingly I'm like, God, for me, just give me your presence. If he can't get me, he knows I have three people under me. I have three children. He will go for the children, yeah? But now I have learned that, you know what? If I have the presence of God around me, I need my children to what? To be preserved. So I have learned to actually say, God, let your presence cover me. Let your presence cover them. Sometimes an attack comes and you're like, I thought God were done. And I thought I was even beyond that attack. Like, God, really? That one? The devil has thrown it at me? But let me tell you, if he can't get you, he will get something. And he knows where to kunyiga you. Awaluma, where to get you. So that you what? You compromise. So for us who are in ministry, by the way, this is very true. For us who are in ministry, I was telling you some, I think yesterday, there is a man of God. He says he has two sons. He's doing exploits for the Lord. But he's only working with one child. The other one never talks about him, you know. I think that one, they don't talk. Yeah, so the devil went for, he knew he couldn't get this guy. He knew he couldn't get the one son, so he went for the second one. So for us who serve the Lord, you are on the line, yeah? And so what is going to help us, there are some things I do not know about my son. I don't know about Kwezi. I'm a mother, yes. I try to be a hawk, but I fail. These guys are sharper. They get sharper every day. The guy just does my what? My password. That now me, I stopped. I just tell him, you put the password. He puts, without shame, he puts the password pa, 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 in my phone, gives it back to me. So there is a time I changed it several times, and because he's taller than me, so he's towering over me. He just did one eye like this. I think he has a photographic memory. He just knew the password. Dig it. Yeah? Then one day I go to the ATM with Kwezi. But because I know him, I told him first the other side. We are there at Capital Shop. I told him, Kwezi, first the other side. He also faced, because I'm, you know, ATM digits, they're just four. So if the guy could crack my code of six, what about this four? So I told him, you look the other side. He looked. But now I don't know. I think he knows. If you know the password, just tell me. So that I change and we see how we can move on from there. But you see, our children are sharper. That's my whole point, yeah? When I'm putting in like mobile money pin, you guys, you know, your children are not thieves, by the way. But there are things that are private to you. Why should he know my ATM code? Really? Why? Yeah? Why? Yeah? It's my money. Yeah? So you're like, So I tell him, why are you looking? So the other day, I got a screen protector. Yeah? And to really know that these kids can decode you, they come and they ask you, you put a screen protector. What are you doing looking at my phone in the first place? You say, hey, mommy, you put a screen protector. Like, I cannot see from here. I'm like, that's how children are. Yeah? I'm like, the screen guard is about screen what? That thing that, yeah? It is mine. Why do you even know that it's there? What are you looking at to know that the thing is there? Yeah? You're there watching TV and the guy can see from an angle everything you're doing on the phone, yeah? I'm like, no. This has to change. So there are some things we don't know about our children. There are some things we can never pray, even in tongues, and you finish everything. But let me tell you, just pray for the presence of God upon your life. It is a shield. Hallelujah. It is a shield of protection. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 3, 1 to 3. I think this is my last point. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. In the midst of all the troubles David had, he said that, God, you are my what? I mean, David is a man of war. Let me tell you, this guy knew how to put up a good fight, and he knew how to win. But it got to a point, if a commander says, imagine the president of Uganda comes and says, Ani Sabarwanya should be the president of Uganda. Uganda, let me tell you, I have this UPDF thing under control, but the Lord is your shield. What would that go to show you about how the Lord preserves? The Lord preserves you better than man can ever. Hallelujah. The Lord preserves you more than medicine can ever. The Lord preserves you at night. The Lord preserves you. All your enemies can be silenced. David, a man of war, knew this about God. That when the presence of God is with me, you are my shield. This is, for me, it's an acknowledgement. It's an honest confession from someone who knew how to. You know, sometimes when you read the Psalms, you cannot put the character quite together with. But this is an honest man. He has fought many wars. He knows what it means to be protected. By the time he says this, he had protection. But he also knew that he had many enemies. But he got to a point and he said, but you are my shield. Like, yeah. I give up. My enemies are many. I'm a man of war, but you, oh God, are my shield. Hallelujah. So, Eleti, yeah? Let us desire the presence of God. Today we have started with talking about just simple things about the presence of God. But he needs, God wants to be your shield. He wants to protect you. He wants to preserve you. He wants to give you rest. But you need to desire it. You need to be passionate about it. Hallelujah. So I hope this is the beginning of so many experiences of the presence of God in your personal life. And the thing that we read here at the start, I just want to encourage us, or to just go back to where we used to be in LAT, hosting the presence of God. The first 10 minutes that we spend here, let's not take them lightly. Let us be serious, children. You guys who are old, be serious. Yeah, Kwezi. And Banange, when you know only one child's name, you just keep saying it. Nehemiah, Elijah, and who else? Who? Yeah, that one. I haven't heard properly. But my point is, when we come and we are praying here, you people joined church later, yeah? And even the ones who are now here, the older ones who we started with, used to see us do these things, but maybe not quite understanding why. But now you have come of age, and I believe, or I feel, that it's time for us to actually now tell you what that was about, or why we do the things that we do. The first 10 minutes, our praise and worship, yeah? It's because we want the presence, the presence of God to be made manifest, so that we can be partakers of the blessing. So that is why when we emphasize that, keep time at 10:30, come for the prayer meetings, be serious when we are worshiping, be serious in worship, or when we say turn off the phones, or dress a certain way, it's all because we want to respect that presence of God. We want to feel it, we want to connect with it. Okay? So, let us take some of these things serious. Last time I said, how do you, Banange, about buffet people who are those ends at the back, I don't understand how someone can be praying in tongues, worshiping, but at the same time, they are looking outside, ngabalabiliza parking. You know those things? They're like the parking valets, but they're out here, supervising from up, seeing everyone. I don't understand that. I don't. I have failed. I have tried. I don't. Like, you all know me to be someone who is more liberal, maybe, than most. Am I? More liberal than most. But there are some things I don't understand when we are in the presence of God. You're singing, raising your hands. The choir is, Teddy is singing her heart out and what. And you see someone nonchalant, like, yeah, yeah? Just there, yeah? That time I talked about someone enters church with a lollipop. I'm like, but you are an adult. What will Hannah do? Yeah? Someone enters, Ozelet. Then you enter, then you have a lollipop. Then you're there doing your what? Kasapat shoes. Yeah? Then you're the one who is, let me pass, let me. People are raising their hands, you're passing in front of them, eh? Knocking their hands. There are some things, when we're in the presence of God, I just don't understand them. Because tugoba, tuliku main, eh? We have set, it has started. Then you come. You come, then you're not a child, okay? So, this thing of the presence of God and hosting it and Him being preeminent. I asked you the last time, I don't know if it was during the prayer meeting, if the president came here, people who have been part of big, like those big meetings are Christians. Protocol is that when a big person enters, the guest of honor, when if they find us like now, that I'm talking now, and the president enters, I don't think that you even know, some people know that protocol. Protocol dictates that you stop and all, I stop immediately. If I'm saying the glory, I say the glory. Now, that is for a human being. But what about God? When God is in a place, how do you treat things? How are you? I've seen people when their phones ring. During those high-level meetings, you see the person wanting even to fall down. They, you know, they panic the phone. That is the time they even forget how to switch off the ringtone. They, you know, do you realize that sometimes it takes longer? Someone, because in their mind, you have the thinking, whatever has been cut off, you will look for the phone to turn on the volume. You can't see because you're actually, what? Panicking. Now, God is not like that. God is much more than that. Not to cause us to fear. Not to cause us to be like Abasosolodot. You know them? Yeah? No. But I desire that we respect the presence of God. Whether you have felt Him or not, someone else is feeling that presence. Okay, for you, you cannot see the visions, but someone is getting their vision. So just because you didn't feel it, you didn't see it, you didn't, doesn't mean that Sam is not getting his trance. Yeah? He could be, as usual, Butufu. Butufu, please clap for him. He's a man who have, yeah. So just because for you, you're not in a trance. And this is where now, like for me, I look at this whole thing of the presence, not just me as Joanne, but I cannot be selfish like that. I feel like it's very selfish. When I could be in a trance, then Joanne comes. Can I pass? You know, I just cannot understand for the love of God how that can happen. Okay? So let us be aware. When we sing, let us be aware of the goodness. How do you think the goodness of God, we are going to be aware of the goodness of God here in LAT? Is it just far? Or the goodness of God is in His presence. So whether you are aware of it or not, someone else is. So it behooves you to do some things, to hold back. Now, when it comes to our children, to inabana, that can be excused. But there is nothing as more disruptive as an adult doing things that they shouldn't be doing in the presence of God. A child, there is a certain grace that children have. Yeah, Hannah came here, but actually she was thanking God for the person who lays her bed. So Hannah comes here, she will say something. That is not really disruptive. But also there are times when, even in the Anglican Church, the Catholic Church, when the child overcries, you take the child out. And that is being considerate of the rest of the people. Okay? While you can stand through your child's screams, other people can't. So it's actually, yeah, you go. But you know that there's things that happen. Another thing I would like to say, we have our bus chairs here. When you come late, there are things, you sit on the chair, then you start to hear, crack down, eh? When I get someone, I'm trans, I think very serious, yeah? But my point is, you're there pushing things. You know how irritating that can be? You know how disruptive, more than irritating, but disruptive. So, what we desire in LAT, what has always been the thing that we have always chased when we say he is the one thing. Yeah? Let him be the one thing. In the way we conduct ourselves, when in the presence of God, in keeping time, in those very simple things, these are things that show that we are actually really serious. Then there is the classic of our children worshiping with mouths closed. I just don't click it. I don't understand it. I have failed to understand. Maybe Pastor will help me. But for me, I have failed to understand how your child who sings at home can come to church and they are like this. Mupaking lot buterev. Yeah? Looking. But this child actually sings. You hear them. You parents, you can attest. You know your children's voices. Children, you've sung. You've danced. But here to even lift up the hand, digilos. You don't want. Because it's not cool, man. It's not cool. Yeah. Those things are for the old ones, for the pastors, what. It's not cool to raise your hands. What is wrong with your hands? Yeah? When we are worshiping, if you really say that we raise, I don't even understand how someone says, you sing, in LAT we sing the song, Hail Him, that, like the last one that we sang, yeah? All Hail Him. You sing it for 5 solid minutes. Nenga, no mukono, you haven't even raised it. Kale watch it, be like a Catholic, do this. As in, you have to learn. Honestly, yeah? I don't understand this, but it's important. It's really, really important for us to be real with God. This is not like man, yeah? If you can, because I've seen, you know, the youths who can't actually put up their hands? When they're in the disco, it's called discotheque, yeah? Ok, movie vulu. Yeah, you see them, eh? Yeah. You come to church, it's digilos. Oh, bulos of what? Car respect. But in those things, yeah, I've seen my son here. He even pulls a stroke, you don't know that exists. You're like, yo, that was a cool move. Pull it once in a while for the Lord in LAT. Yeah, but you understand what I'm trying to say. Out there, people, they even have a way. But now you are in the presence of God. And Elliot is not even telling you to even have that come move. We are just saying, just put up your hand. Lift up, Bambi. Then Brian says, let us all lift up our hands. These guys, they are tied behind like candle. And for me, I fail to understand those things. And I'm sorry, but I fail to understand it, that you can't even lift your hands up. Was I once your age? Yes. But someone told me a long time ago that God is more important than human beings. Before God, there is no what? There is no digilos. If my line is on the line and I need protection and preservation and it will just take me lifting up hands, I will do it. All right? So, I don't understand. Like, there are some things, and I know we have grown. Initially, we didn't have the children. We were younger. Yeah? Carl was young, like Adonai and what. Christina was young, but now we have come of age. And you lose nothing worshiping the Lord, putting up your hands in praise and worship. You don't lose anything. Besides, your parents have done the same, or they are doing the same. And we don't care. We don't care that you're putting up, like, you're not any more cool. When your hands are down than when they are what? When they are up. It's still the same thing. Mwine. It's still the same thing. The God in worship school is the same God here. Glory to God. So we are not asking you to do what you can't do. You can lift your hands. All right? You can come on time. You can be respectful in the presence of God. And that is some of the ways. That's just a little bit that's just a tiny way to start on the journey of hosting the presence of God. Oh, you're praying. And someone is, I don't understand it. From the start to the end, never even shutting the eye. Never. I don't understand it. And these are simple things, by the way. But you're like this. From the start to the end, you're like, I don't click this. I'm telling you, there's things, you may laugh at them, yeah, but you're not even opening your mouth to sing, not raising your hands, you're just like this. Woli kuru, kwe gamba. Then no wonder you even get tired of standing because you're not doing anything, yeah? So your eye is like this. I'm like, but really, if we say, God, I have come, I bow down before you, even for 2 seconds, close, like, learn to relate with God like that. I have seen these very children of ours. Now this is for the children, really. I have seen these very children of ours. When the lyrics, wezikwata, like things just come automatically. The eyes are closed. What? I have them. Yeah, they are just in the moment. But here in the church, tell the day Teddy doesn't sing because she's the one who has the vibe. That day, they are tebiakute. What is this? So let us host the presence of God. Eleti, this is I desire that this is not one man's what? One man's reserve. The Bible tells us that when the cloud of glory came down upon the Israelites in the desert, do you know what they did? They ran away, they hid. And the Bible is clear, everyone saw it. Everyone experienced the glory of God in the camp, in the wilderness for the children of Israel. So this cannot be a reserve of one person because the service leaders aren't going to, by Esther or by Pastor. No, it cannot be a reserve of one person. It should be in the whole tent that all of us see the glory of God. All of us respect that presence. Hallelujah. So you can't be there saying, Kastaye Musumba, he's the one who should be like that. Me, I cannot be Musumba. No. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, I hope this makes a difference, most especially to the children, and for us to really have a deeper understanding of why we desire the presence of God. It's possible for you to come here every Sunday and live the same way you came. It is not my desire. It is not God's desire. But it's possible for you to actually have a different experience from the person you're seated next to. The other person's issues are being worked on for you. You will live with your issues the same way you came. But that is not my desire. That's not God's desire. He wants to touch you. He wants to manifest himself to you. He wants that fellowship with him. But let us work together. Amen? Let us work together. And let us host the presence. Children, if you don't speak in tongues, Banange, Uncle Mark is there behind. Yeah, I am there. Auntie Lydia is there. Auntie Christine is there. Children, if you don't speak in tongues, come to us. Eh? Let us pray and believe for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. If you want to know more about the presence of God, well, they are always with the presence of God. You come and ask me after this. I'll tell you, you go and talk to so-and-so. Then they'll demystify some of the things you do not know about God's presence. All right? God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.